What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Wednesday, the 13th day of August. Congratulations to all the kids out there starting school again. My baby daughter is a senior in high school this year. I'm feeling my age. Can I just tell you that this morning?
Senior year was so fun, but you're kind of checked out. You know, right. You're already anticipating whatever you're doing, I guess, college or, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully she can have fun and
senioritis?
Relax.
Is that what it's
senioritis?
Called?
Senioritis? That'd be, yeah. That's probably
senioritis.
Yep, that's true. You're kind of looking ahead at that point. You don't want to lose focus, though, I just have to say. I wanted to just give a shout out to some of the folks on social media this morning. You know, we take the show live every morning on Facebook, obviously, as long as they don't put us in Facebook jail for something they perceive incorrectly that they don't like, and then, you know, we're still on there now. We're all good this morning. We're, of course, on YouTube, and we're on X and Rumble for you every day, so you have lots of different ways to watch the show, and we certainly appreciate those of you who take advantage of that every morning. I get to watch sort of a running commentary here of people who watch the show online between Facebook and YouTube, and sometimes it's pretty funny. Sometimes they're having their own conversations on there that are related or unrelated to what we're talking about on the radio, which is fine. That's fine. And then some days they just amuse me because there are some trolls on here who seriously have TDS, and they in many cases they are witty. In some cases they're not. In some cases they're just keyboard warriors trying to take out their frustration on us, and that's fine. But I have to tell you, shout out to Mark Anderson, who's on YouTube this morning with the comment of the day, and I really wish I could read it to you, but he's prescribed a pharmaceutical solution to another troll's a TDS that he said will work and hopefully take over. Thank you, Mark, for that. I loved that. I just not sure I can repeat it on the radio, but I do appreciate you for pointing that out. All right, we got lots of good stuff to get to for you this morning. If you missed the headline overnight, guess what? Late yesterday, they managed to corral enough Democrats down in Texas, down in Tejas, to pass a new congressional map that is going to add probably 5 Republican seats down there during the next election cycle. And whoo, the Democrats are hot about that. Is it going to happen in Missouri? I don't know. I don't know. You know, we talked to John Lamping about this yesterday. If you missed our conversation with him yesterday morning, I always love getting John on here. He's got such a common sense approach to these things, and he doesn't think that, and I don't want to put words in the governor's mouth, that the governor's heart is in this. But he did believe that if there was pressure brought by political forces for Missouri and some other states to do the same thing, he might end up supporting it. So we're going to talk to Senator Nick Schroer coming up here in just a few minutes. He's going to give us some time about 6:20 this morning because he's got to get his kids off to school as well. First day of school today. So I appreciate him freeing up some time for us this morning. We'll get you a check of business at the bottom of the hour. There was some better economic news yesterday showing that these tariffs work. You know, they're now saying that it looks like maybe the month of either September or October is when all of this tariff money is really going to start showing up on the balance books, because somebody pointed out the other day, you know, well, the national debt is still huge and blah, 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 blah. The trade deficit's still huge despite these tariffs. Well, they're really just like a month or two new. And as these things start to take effect from the August 1st deadline for a lot of these countries, that money's going to show up on the balance books in September and October. So you'll start to see some impact from that. So we'll talk about how that's affecting business coming up. Next hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets to see Styx. Good luck to you. We'll give you, just write the number down, 314-241-9797. Don't call yet. That's going to be for next hour. You'll have an opportunity to win yourself a pair of Styx tickets coming up August 22nd out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. We got to Scott Fitzpatrick, the Missouri State Auditor, joining us just a tad later. He's going to be talking about whether or not his audit of the Francis House School District will be expanded to include how they handled this superintendent who's basically got $240,000 for doing nothing. Nada, zilch, zero. Nothing. But he walked away with a guaranteed contract and $240,000 in his pocket. Wow, that's a nice payday if you can get it. We'll find out what Scott Fitzpatrick plans to do about that, if anything, as the state auditor coming up here at about 7:35 this morning. All right, Ethan Bright back in studio with us this morning, well rested from his beach vacation in the on the beautiful coast of Florida, right? Amelia Island, is that what you said?
Correct.
All right, welcome back. We're glad you're back. Drew did a great job the last couple days. Did we tell you what he did with the Styx giveaway?
Huh.
So I said to him, "Hey, Drew, the Styx giveaway is coming up. Cue up some Styx music." And he looked at me and he goes, "We don't have any Styx in the system." And I'm like, "Come on. I know we have Styx music in there." He was spelling it S-T-I-C-K-S.
Drew is not a big music fan.
Well,
I know.
He's also young. Yeah. He's 27. So, I gave him a little bit of credit there. And then when he put the Y in there, he was able to find us plenty of it. So that's pretty funny. All right, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Donald Trump promised us he would be a dictator on day one. He promised us that if you vote in the 2024 elections, that's the last time you'll ever have to cast a ballot. It took Hitler just 53 days to destroy German democracy.
I don't think this guy has ever been elected to anything more than once. I think he was a one-term congressman or something, and then he lost that seat. He's unbelievable that he's still getting headlines, but Beto O'Rourke still wants to take your AR-15.
A tamer inflation report despite President Trump's tariffs. This is better than expected. Month over month, as you mentioned, up 0.2%. On an annual basis, up 2.7% in July. That's also what we saw on an annual basis for the month of June.
Can you imagine how much that must stick in the throat of CNN to have to report that? Because they really wanted some more bad economic news to report on yesterday.
Well, Tom Holman, let me tell you, all over the country, we will continue to stand up for our rights. And we will continue to call out the terrorist organization that is ICE.
Yeah, that's a Democrat named Delia Ramirez. She says our Immigration and Customs Enforcement law enforcement members are terrorists for enforcing the law. That these are the leaders and the voices of the Democratic Party these days, just so you know.
Graham, we told you last week about a letter from the Holy Joe Society, a government watchdog group urging the Missouri Attorney General and state auditor to investigate that payout to new and now former superintendent Mike Dominguez. He was hired in March but resigned well before the first day of classes, still receiving, though, a year's salary, $250,000.
Channel 4 having to report on this, and as I mentioned earlier, we are going to get Scott Fitzpatrick, the Missouri State Auditor, on, because the story was focusing on the fact that there was already an audit there and it might be expanded. We'll find out the answer to that this morning as a result of this payout. Lots of questions about it. Whose attorney actually looked over that contract and approved it, and who signed off on it ultimately with no guarantee that the guy was ever going to show up to work? And I know there were some background issues they apparently found after they had hired him, but why wouldn't that like just void your contract?
Why would that not have come up in a background search?
I don't know.
It may be because they were in the middle of litigation, it wasn't something that had been settled. But to me, like, for example, you know, as a journalist, Mark, I'm sure you use Missouri CaseNet, and I understand that not every state has that.
They don't.
If something was committed in a different state, you might not as easily be able to find that. But for example, if you live here in the United States, in Missouri, and you got a traffic ticket years ago, I can search your name in Missouri CaseNet, and I can find that traffic ticket.
Yep.
I can find rulings on it. So even how
bankruptcies, it's all in there.
Right. How can I find that and they can't track down some information about a superintendent candidate?
Well, particularly, I mean, you're not hiring somebody for a minimum wage job.
That's
you're paying
my point.
Them $250,000 a year or more. You would assume the search firm would filter those people just a little better than that. I'd be asking for my money back from whoever that search firm was. I just have to tell you that. So eventually, when the school board out there decides to talk about this publicly and answer some questions from the public, then maybe we can ask a few of those questions, which we'll be happy to do. I don't know. Coming up, Nick Schroer, state senator, on the possibility of adding a red congressional district in the state of Missouri, making it a 7-1 map. We'll be back after this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Four of the five seats we are adding are Hispanic majority seats that happen to vote Republican. Democrats are really upset about the fact is that their base voters, Hispanics and Democrats, are fleeing Democrats and coming to Republicans because Hispanics dislike the leftist progressive policies of the Democrats.
Yeah, there you have it. Governor Abbott down in the great state of Texas, where they have the intestinal fortitude that in many cases we've lacked here in Missouri. I'll have to say that. And my guess is that Senator Nick Schorr might just agree with me on that. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we've lacked it since 2022 because I've wanted to say this since then. I told you so.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was on here advocating for it. We had an opportunity to go to a 7-1 map, and there was just no stomach for it down in Jeff City. Governor Parson had no stomach for it. And, you know, I talked to John Lamping about this some yesterday, and he's not sure Governor Kehoe has a stomach for it.
Well, I think, you know, I'm hearing from my sources in the White House that they've had discussions with the Kehoe administration. I think they're trying to just iron out the details of, okay, who's on family vacation, who's, you know, back to start school like I am today with the girls.
Right.
And I think what we're going to see, this is me looking in my crystal ball, I think we more than likely are going to see a special session in September, the same time we're going down there with Vito. And the reason I'm saying this is we're obligated by the Missouri Constitution to go to a veto session. So if Governor Kehoe were to call a special session, let's say on redistricting, or I would say and or initiative petition reform, it would save the voters a lot of money as they're already obligated to have us down there for that week in September.
You've heard from Democrats in other states who have said, oh, don't you dare try this here. I haven't heard much from the Missouri Democrats. And do you think it's because even if this were to be called this special session and you guys were to look at redistricting going to the 7-1 map, it doesn't matter if they were to flee the state like you did in Texas and go to, you know, Illinois, because you guys would still be able to get this through, right?
Yeah, no, that's 100%. But they actually did go to Illinois when all the Texas Dems fled. Think about that. You know, you think of Texas, you think of fighting, you think of the Alamo. Well, not with the Democrats. They tucked and ran to the most gerrymandered state in the nation. But the Missouri Democrats went with them. And I didn't know this until I saw some press conferences with the House Minority Leader Ashley Awney, the Black Caucus that was going over there saying, you know, hey, we're going to fight. We're gonna hold the line and fight. Well, I hope they leave because we do have the numbers. We have a supermajority Republican Party, which I've been saying for years, if we stuck together, we could utilize to get things done like the 7-1 map or initiative petition reform.
What, Nick, what about the people that make the fairness issue? One thing John brought up is that, you know, the state is the current map is probably, what, a 75-25 map in terms of representation. But their argument is that it's probably a 60-40 state in terms of how it voted in the last election.
I think if you want to look at fairness, look at some of these appointments and how the Democrats are kicking and screaming at anything that Trump does. All of the different judges that are coming up, you see no Democrats voting for them. However, when you look back at Biden, you had Lindsey Graham and other Republicans that were saying, yeah, you know, we can vote for this guy. It's a common sense guy. I think that the Republicans are the party of fairness right now. They are the party of compromise and common sense, because we've become the big tent party. The further the left goes, just to kiss the boots of whoever's in charge, Nancy Pelosi, yeah. Chuck Schumer. You know, we're sitting here saying, all right, let's look at the policy. Let's look at the person. And I've even, in the Missouri Senate, if there's an issue that pops up that might make sense, I worked with Stephen Roberts, the Democrat senator from the city of St. Louis, on a couple crime issues this year with the first bill the governor signed, which was my crime bill. So I think if you want to talk about fairness, you know, if you're not going to bring into the fact that Illinois has gerrymandered their state to benefit the Democrats, or Maryland or California or New York has done this outside of a census year, then let's just talk about the actual policies that these people are backing. And it seems like the Republicans are the ones backing the most common sense and fairness principles in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. You know, I got about a minute and a half left here. We're talking to Senator Nick Schorr. Any comments on this situation in the Francis Howe District?
Yeah, it's something that I'm digging in right now. It really ticks me off, and that's an understatement, that somebody comes in and gets $200,000+ without working a day. And, you know, you talk to the Democrats, they say, oh, we found something in his background that the Republicans didn't. Well, why did he just get hired in Oklahoma? If it was so egregious, he would not be hired in Oklahoma. So we're digging into this. I've had calls to Andrew Bailey. I know Fitzpatrick claims that he's going to look into it as well, our state auditor. And any help that I can give, I'm going to be looking into this and trying to get to the bottom of it.
Nick, we appreciate your time. Good luck to the girls today on their first day of school.
Hey, we appreciate it. Have a blessed week.
Yep, you too, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. State Senator Nick Schroer there, and he's, you know, we'll have Scott Fitzpatrick on later, the state auditor. We'll find out what he has to say about what's going on in Francis Howell out there. $240,000 of my tax dollars. I'm a little chapped about that, I'll have to admit. All right, coming up, we'll get you a check of business. Nicole Murray, just around the corner. Stay tuned.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Well, this is a sad story if you haven't heard this yet, involving a former WNBA star named Sophie Bruner. Do you remember that name, Kim?
No.
She is no longer in the league, but the sad story here is that her mother has become the latest victim of a criminal illegal alien with a history of drunk driving. This poor woman, who's 61 years old, was hit head-on yesterday. Saturday, by a 30-year-old Guatemalan national with a long track record of DUIs. They're still trying to confirm whether or not he was drunk Saturday, but he hit her because he was trying to pass somebody on a two-lane road, and he pulled out and hit her head on. And they're now probing whether or not he was under the influence at the time of the double fatality. But the bottom line is that he was an illegal who was allowed into this country during the Biden administration, should never have been here to begin with, has a record of prior charges, including DUI, aggravated felony DUI, and battery. And, you know, just one more example of somebody ICE hasn't been able to get to yet, but who they're actively out there looking for. And yet every day we see the headlines how, you know, they're terrorists. If you're an ICE member, you're a terrorist. And here's another taxpaying American citizen who's been killed because of the policies of the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. What is encouraging is seeing how many people have been applying to work for ICE. You know, they opened it up and they said, hey, we're looking for more people to join our team. And they've had like eight times or so the number of openings that they even have. They've had that many more people apply.
Well, this is a sad story here. Sophie, I recognize the name, but I don't know much about her career, but I know she was a WNBA player for a while. Anyway, very, very sad story this morning. I just crossed my path here. I had not heard of that. The New York Post is reporting that story this morning, by the way. All right, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. So, Nicole, I have a question for you.
Talk to me.
I listen to you and Gordon every morning as I'm driving into work. And
Well, thank you.
Do you annoy him with really long text messages or something? I'm just wondering.
We'll text him about video plans or interviews that we have scheduled for that day. And no matter how long or what questions we ask, it's okay. That's it.
That sounds familiar, Kim.
Is it just an okay or just the letter K? Because that can be very different. When someone just puts the letter K, that's irritating.
He, I think, sent me a K within the first few months of me working, and I came in the next day like, why are you mad? And so he doesn't do it anymore. You know,
maybe, again, I maybe it's a generational thing, but if my daughter asks me a question on text and I answer, sure, her response is, what does that mean? Like, you don't really want to do it? Yeah, I want to do it. I said, sure. Yes, that's a positive response.
Sure, kind of feels like, sure, I guess.
Yeah,
it's
a little
bit. It's kind of like, this sounds so silly, and you guys will probably disagree with me, Ethan and Mark, but if someone says yes versus yep, sometimes the yes can feel aggressive.
Is that if you type it in caps?
Well, especially if you type it in caps.
Yeah, but the yep is almost like yup. Like, sure.
Well, put that in context for people. I don't want to steal one of your stories from you this morning if you're about to cover this anyway, but wasn't the story that sending long texts is a sign of superior intelligence?
Yes, and it makes you more empathetic.
Your texts are pretty short.
I know. Ooh. I know what you're... Gordon and I knew what you were suggesting there. Don't you worry.
I mean, it's true. There are some people, no matter how much you text them, how many questions you ask, you get maybe a word response. And
or
it
a thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Get me going this early. Responses. Why don't you?
All right. What's going on out there, Nicole?
All right, here we go. Futures are slightly higher. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 483, the NASDAQ up 296, the S&P 500 up 72. Hundreds of Boeing workers have rallied outside the company's executive offices as they kicked off the second week of their strike against the aerospace giant. Boeing said all St. Louis sites will remain open despite the strike. No additional negotiations are scheduled, and that's as of yesterday. Even with no overall increase in food prices not last month, Americans are still paying more for tariff-sensitive staples like coffee, sugar, and bananas. And new import taxes could soon push those costs even higher. The Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index reports that food prices were unchanged from June to July, but remained 2.9% higher than a year ago. New estimates point to a 2.7% Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2026. In 2025, Social Security beneficiaries saw a 2.5% increase to their monthly checks. The size of the Social Security COLA for next year will depend on two more months of government inflation data. CNBC reports the FDA is considering revoking its authorization of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for healthy children under the age of 5. The move could leave many kids with no available shots against the virus, although Moderna's shot will be an option for those at increased risk of severe illness due to at least one underlying condition. Officials said Jaguar Land Rover is recalling more than 121,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to cracked suspension knuckles in the front. The recall includes Range Rover and Range Rover Sport vehicles. And finally, a new breed of human has been detected amid technology developments, a textrovert, which is when someone is expressive and funny in text, but shy in person.
A textrovert?
Correct.
Wait, so you're funny in text because you have, what, AI, you know, chat GPT that can help you make up some witty response, and then in person you're just not funny at all?
I take it that because they're behind the screen, they can communicate, but then once they're face to face,
they're awkward.
It's yeah.
Yeah, but you could type it and erase it and type it and erase it till you get it right and then hit send. But in person, you may not have that same confidence, right?
Right, exactly.
So Ethan made a good point after you started reading the news there that this whole texting thing and the response being short is a male-female thing, he thinks.
No.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Probably more men are shorter than women because we tend to read into things a lot. Again, it's this argument of it's not what you said, it's the way you said it. There's something about, like, just certain words can feel very aggressive.
I think it's like more of a generational thing. I find
probably both.
Yeah,
I find both.
I find, no offense, the older generations. the older generations, I feel like, are not as tech savvy on average. So their texting is just, you know, they're not going to sit there and spout off 100 words per minute. So it's just easier to be like, okay.
Well, voice to text can improve on that a little bit, except that voice to text gets things wrong sometimes, which is a problem. But I'll tell you, as the father of a teenager, I get very little information from her via text. So, hey, how was your day? How was the tryout? How was this or that? Fine.
Really?
That'll be the answer I get from her. Yeah.
But will she talk to you at home about it?
Rarely.
Like if you're face to face?
Sometimes.
That's probably a generational thing, too. The teenagers are probably more like, especially if it's you as her parent, her dad, then she'll probably short with you. But with a friend,
yeah, she'll
dish
talk
all
about
the
other
details.
People. I know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Well, all right. No one knows how to text. That's the moral of the story.
That's true. Nicole, have a great day. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Appreciate that. Yeah. Coming up, I don't know. To your question, Ethan, sometimes, unless she's behind her closed bedroom door where she tends to spend a lot of her time, and you know, when you can isolate her occasionally in the living room and say, hey, what's going on? Yeah.
You know, when she goes off to college next year, she already figured out where she's going?
No.
Oh, she's still figuring it out. Okay. Mm. But still, there's something that hits you. You're irritated with your parents. And then as soon as you leave and you're on your own and you just realize, wow, like that it was pretty great. I mean, you're excited about your independence, or at least I think most people are. But I don't know. You start to miss your parents and it seems like you're a little bit more talkative.
You hope.
I feel like, I mean, I was never really short with my parents. Well, they're probably like, yeah, right. but there's something about like leaving the nest when it hits you. Oh my gosh, like I'm actually on my own now. I don't know.
I'm looking into hiring a drone operator down there to follow her around.
She would love that.
I know
I think
she
that's
would.
A fantastic idea. Please do that.
You know,
Ginger,
just so I'm there, just in case, you know.
Ginger, what is that? What is your dad doing? Nothing to see here.
Coming up, we'll get to In Other News. Next hour, we will give away a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from REO. They're going to be appearing together out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. You're going to have a chance to win tickets in the next hour on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be right back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
Well, this is embarrassing. You know, I can remember when I was a kid, we used to go camping, right? When I was 10, 11, 12 years old. And I remember the seeing this sign on a camper one time that said, if this camper's rocking, don't bother knocking. And I didn't get it
classy.
As a kid. I remember having to ask my parents, what did that mean? I don't understand what that means, right? Well, that has all come back to haunt some people because a man, 26, and a woman, 42, have died after a car they were believed to be having sexual relations in rolled off a cliff near sort of a scenic overlook. Apparently, they went up there to get a little alone time, and something in the motion of what was happening caused the car to roll forward, and it fell hundreds of feet off a cliff. And I'm only guessing here that the shape they were found in when the authorities finally got to them led them to the conclusion that, like, they didn't have any clothes on. So they kind of suspected that's what was happening. Isn't that sad? It happened down in South America. So, just in case you're wondering there,
I don't even know if I have a comment for that. It's just sad. It's weird.
It's sad. It's very sad.
Oh my gosh! All right, this is one of my fears. Okay, I told my Bible study group. I said every time I go to the bathroom, especially in the middle of the night, I bring my phone and I look in the toilet because I feel like there's going to be a spider or a frog or a snake.
Wow.
And you all can call me crazy, but I'm telling you, I hear stories about it. And this proves it happens. A woman went to use the bathroom in her basement, looks in her toilet, and there's a bat in her toilet. Okay, now I understand bats don't often end up in a toilet, but clearly it can happen. And she ended up going to get a rabies shot. She said that she had been living in this place for like a month, so not very long, and it was a baby bat. She went to flush the toilet, and it was just swirling around.
I hope she saved it.
You hope she saved it?
She's already dead, so she'd have to save the carcass.
What?
Terrible. Well, listen, it was in the basement, Kim. You're on the main level or upstairs.
That would freak you out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm not touching it.
Yes, it would.
No kidding. So anyway, I kind of have the tragic stories today, unfortunately. In Malibu, California, you think of this beautiful beach-related area in Malibu, California. An 11-year-old girl was attacked by a mountain lion outside of their home in Malibu. It chased the girl around her yard and then chased her mother before somebody finally scared it off. Now, there's a little more to the story because they have a chicken coop on their property. Uh-huh. So apparently the animal was trying to get to the chickens. The girl was out there near the chickens, and the animal attacked her, and now she's being treated. So she survived it because her mom heard her screaming.
Can you imagine running out there as the mom and seeing that?
Oh, no. You'd freak out.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, you'd forget about your own safety too.
Oh,
I think
I wouldn't even care.
No,
I would go and
care.
Start attacking that lion.
Exactly.
I'd jump on its back, whatever I had to do. Oh my gosh. Okay, so the oldest casino in Las Vegas is replacing all human dealers with electronic table games.
Oh,
this is interesting. The Golden Gate Hotel and Casino, they say, is reimagining its casino floor, no longer going to have those live table dealer games. They haven't specifically said why they're doing this, what inspired the change, but they're also pointing to the fact that there have been these electronic table games at casinos around the world. This is just the first hotel, the first casino specifically in downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah, but
to completely eliminate
the
human dealers.
We know why it's happening, because they're saving money on it.
Well, exactly. They won't say that, but that's exactly it.
They're eliminating jobs, and like I would never do that. Like, you can play slots and stuff online. Mm-hmm. I don't trust those electronic machines like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're too easily manipulated. Not that the other ones weren't, they couldn't manipulate them, but still.
It says proponents of the tables argue the devices increase accuracy and efficiency.
I guess.
They say tourism's down out there, so they've got to save money somehow.
I guess so.
Well, plus there's no threat of somebody stealing stuff, a live person who's dealing or doing whatever. Yeah.
So there's some TikTok star has racked up nearly 20 million views after sharing her airline disaster that she had. She wasn't feeling well before she got on a United Airlines flight, and then she realized she had food poisoning.
Oh boy.
Spent the entire flight in the bathroom, right?
Aww.
And apparently they had to cancel the next flight on that plane and take it out of service because it was so bad. And now she got what she wanted out of it, because she got 20 million hits on social media. Megan Reinerson is her name.
Food poisoning is so intense. I cannot imagine having it on a flight.
Oh, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? No doubt about it. All right, coming up, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Styx. We're going to talk to Missouri Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick on this mess, this spending mess in the Francis Howe School District. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.